Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around. Firstly, may I say, oh my God, the overwhelming response that I got to last week's episode was just mind-blowing. And thank you to every person who contacted me or shared the episode in their Insta stories or on Facebook or with their friends. I had felt so uncomfortable and so, I think you could, if you listened to the episode, if you haven't, go back and listen, but if you listened to the episode, you could hear my hesitation. You could hear my, you know, how exposed I felt sharing that. But the response has been nothing but mind-blowing. So thank you to everyone who reached out. So today, this isn't as such a vulnerable post as last week's, but I still do want to, I'm always going to be here to provoke thought. You know, I'm always going to be here to challenge the status quo in your mind. And I feel like it's my responsibility to do that, and not in a heavy duty sense of the word, but in a, like, this is what I'm here for. So strap yourself in, right? I'm just going to check that I am recording. Yes, I am. Okay, good. I have just wrapped Undercurrent, which was a collaboration, co-creation between Kelly Brown and myself. We ran a one-day retreat in Byron Bay. To be brutally honest, the response was a little underwhelming for me. But, you know, I have been known to have unrealistic expectations. So I'm well past the world is against me kind of shit that I used to get sucked up into when things weren't really going as well as I had planned. I know it's not about me. And in fact, the women that showed up, it was like perfect timing. As usual, there's just a theme that kind of bubbles underneath the surface like an undercurrent, right? Every event that I go to, there seems to be a theme. And this theme was really about sharing your story. And I thought I would bring that here, right? Because as women, I know that there are some men listening to this show too. Hi, Carlo. Hi, Jason. I don't know if there's more than you, but I know there's a couple of you. So thanks for listening. With privilege comes great responsibility. And as women, particularly white hetero women, we do have a lot of privilege, not as much as the pale male and stale, but we definitely do have a certain level of privilege. And I think it's time we start using that. I think it's time we start, and I have spoken about this before, I think it's time that if you aren't willing to share your own story, I definitely think it's time to use your privilege, and if you have a platform, your platform, to share voices of other human beings, particularly those that don't have as much privilege as you do. And not in a, here I am, you're down here, so let me open the world to you kind of way. That's a bit presumptuous. But definitely, you know, I just am really passionate about us using our privilege for good. And what I saw at the weekend, at the weekend at our retreat, was a bunch of incredible humans, and there were a couple of things that popped up. And this isn't just like pointing out the people who came to Undercurrent. This is like a theme that I see in all of the work that I do, and just in day-to-day conversation with other humans. You know, I meet people with just such incredible stories, like stories that absolutely can change others' lives, or give them a perspective on their own, you know? And they're not being told. They're being kept inside for a number of reasons. Feeling like their story isn't enough, that they can't share it due to conditioning as a kid, that they need permission to share it, you know? That it's self-indulgent, and this is a big one. That it's self-indulgent and you'd just be like a wanker if you told your story all the time, like making everything about you, you asshole. And the other one is they're not really sure how. So I wanted to speak to this today because it is really, really important, you know, even more so today, and even more so if you are a woman and you are not what we're seeing, right? If you are not represented in our magazines, if you are not represented in our media, then it is even more important for you to start sharing. Not for the likes, not for the accolades, but for the liberation. And so that others can see someone like them in the world. It is our job to, as you know, as women of privilege or whatever that is, whatever that looks like, right? We get to share our stories. We get to share our lessons if we want to. If that burning desire is within you and you want to step into that space of actually speaking your truth to others, whatever that looks like, then it's absolutely required right now. It is absolutely required right now for you to step out of that fear and start owning and sharing. Because while I was in Circle yesterday, it became apparent to me that most of the women at our event were not represented in our media, were not represented generally in Instagram. We have this society that is obsessed unhealthily with youth and beauty, and that looks a certain way. But that's not what most of us are. Most of us don't look like, you know, I mean, I'm 42, grey hair, mildly overweight. I am not represented in the media. And most of us are not. Because if you looked at the media, you would think we were all in our 20s, early 30s, underweight and beautiful. And we are all beautiful in our own individual ways, not necessarily represented when we turn on our TVs, when we open up magazines, when we're scrolling Facebook, when we're scrolling Instagram. If you would be forgiven for believing that being young and beautiful was a prerequisite for success. And that might be the case, you know, like, well, not the case, but it might be the case in terms of massive Instagram following. But even then, I don't really believe that to be true. But you know what? Like, people are always going to be attracted to pretty things. They are. And things of substance can be a little meatier and a little harder to digest. So sometimes those things go less seen. But in order for us to see ourselves out there, we have two choices. We can seek out those who represent us and support them. Or we can raise our own voice. We can create our own platform. We can start a movement. So, if you have been thinking that telling your story is self-indulgent, I want you to think again, because it is not. It is not self-indulgent. You know, I wrote down some stuff yesterday around like how, you know, sharing your story is ultimately about liberating yourself, right? But in doing that, you also liberate others unintentionally, but it happens. You know, me, I feel like if you're listening to this, you're probably not thinking that I'm a self-indulgent wanker. Yet I talk a lot about myself because that's the one thing I know, right? I know me and I know how people are reflected, you know, how, when I look at people, I can see the parts of me that are reflected back. And so having lived a full life, having experimented hardcore, having, you know, made all the mistakes that one can make in life, or almost all of them, I can see in others stuff that you know, triggers stuff within me that I can then reflect back. And so that's what I know. And when I try to, you know, like stand as the preacher, you, it doesn't work for me. It doesn't land with you guys. But when I speak from my own experience, when I speak from my own stories, when I speak from my own truth, and I take you along the ride, that's when we connect. Not from me telling you how you should live, but sharing how I choose to live and asking you some questions about how you choose to live and how you choose to show up. That's not self-indulgent. In fact, everything that I do is of service to you and of service to me. My ultimate goal is to liberate myself through expression. And in that, liberate you. And even more so, what I do is about belonging. You know, like really, that's the crux of what I do. I never felt like I belonged. And so I want you to feel like you belong. I want you to feel seen and heard through me sharing of me. And I'm sure if you're still listening to this and you've been here for a while, that's working, right? My truth is connecting to your truth. And that's what this is about. Connection, belonging, expression, liberation. So, this episode is really for those of you who are sitting on your truth, who feel the call to share your story, to share your truth, or to share others with the world, and aren't, due to fear, due to thinking it's not enough, due to thinking it's self-indulgent, or due to not really knowing how. And the how piece is, you know, you start somewhere. You can start on Instagram or Facebook or with a podcast or with a blog or even practicing speaking your truth in person, person to person. It doesn't have to look any specific kind of way. And in fact, I feel like we are going to be moving back to like person-to-person interactions. And I feel like that's almost where the most powerful stuff happens, is in the person-to-person stuff, not the online personality to online personality. It's when you get together in the flesh that things really shift. So it doesn't have to look like massive followings or any particular way. It just has to feel true for you. And this is what this is about, truth. The truth. The truth that the majority of us are not represented. And we get to represent ourselves. If we can't see ourselves out there, it's our responsibility to make sure that we are allowing ourselves to be seen. Not hiding anymore, but bravely stepping into the unknown, bravely stepping into a willingness to be seen. Because it's not actually about the people who see you, it's about your willingness to be seen, right? So don't allow the response or lack of response to your stuff, whether it be products or services or content, or truth, don't allow the external representation to dictate your truth. Keep showing up and sharing that regardless. And if you're not, or you don't want to, or even if you are, seek out those who represent you too and support them. Support them. You know, Money does talk. It says a lot. And if you can put your money or your energy or your attention towards those that you would like to see more of, aka you, as in more people like you, then we are the majority. The world shifts when we do, whether that is the choices that we make in the supermarket or the choices that we make in our Instagram feed. We have way more power and privilege than we have been recognizing or exercising. So yeah, that's my message for today. Firstly, if you feel called to speak your truth, please, please, please do. And if you do, if you take a leap of faith here and you decide to speak some of your truth, please tag me, because I would fucking love to see what comes from this. And two, go and seek out those. Go and share those voices with the world, those voices that are not represented in our media, because today we are the media. I am the media. You are the media. We get to curate our feeds. So choose people who you want the world to see. And if that's you, fucking props. All right, that's it from me today. Peace out. Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimmo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosophies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.